From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller reporting. The Supreme Court on Tuesday narrowly upheld the Trump administration's travel restrictions. The ruling handed President Donald Trump a victory in enforcing one of his most controversial policies. The president called it a victory for the American people and the Constitution.
We have to be tough and we have to be safe and we have to be secure. At a minimum, we have to make sure that we vet people coming into the country. We know who's coming in. We know where they're coming from. We just have to know who's coming here.
Delivering the majority decision, Chief Justice John Roberts wrote the president has lawfully exercised the broad discretion granted to him under the Immigration and Nationality Act to suspend the entry of aliens into the United States. Under the so-called travel ban, citizens of five Muslim countries, Iran, Libya, Somalia, Syria, and Yemen, as well as North Koreans and some individuals linked to the Venezuelan government, are barred from traveling to the U.S. President Trump is denying his trade policy is responsible for Harley-Davidson's decision to shift some motorcycle production overseas. The AP's Ben Thomas.
Harley-Davidson says it's making the move because of the retaliatory tariffs it's facing in the escalating trade dispute between the U.S. and the European Union. But President Trump says that's an excuse. Trump warns that any shift in production will be the beginning of the end for Harley-Davidson, adding the aura will be gone and they will be taxed like never before. He says a Harley-Davidson should never be built in another country. Never. Ben Thomas, Washington.
For additional stories as well as in-depth coverage, be sure to visit our website or download our mobile application to take the stories with you. This is VOA News. Ethiopia's prime minister greeted an Eritrean delegation Tuesday at the start of the first high-level visit in nearly two decades that has raised hopes of ending one of Africa's most intractable military standoffs. Tuesday's visit comes after Ethiopian Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed said this month he would honor all the terms of a peace deal, suggesting he might be ready to settle the border dispute. At least 86 people died in clashes between herdsmen and farmers in Nigeria in recent days. Reuters' David Doyle reports it's part of an escalating conflict over land.
The jihadist violence in the northeast has pushed herders from the Fulani ethnic group south to search for grazing land in the populated farming areas of Nigeria's Middle Belt. Land conflicts in the Middle Belt kill at least 2,000 people each year, according to International Crisis Group estimates. The latest violence occurred in Plateau State, where authorities have now imposed a dusk-till-dawn curfew. President Muhammadu Buhari has appealed for calm.
That was Reuters' David Doyle. The search for a teenage soccer team trapped in a Thailand cave entered its third day as rescuers resumed their operations after being forced to put them on hold due to safety concerns. Reuters' Dhruv Tikekar has more.
Rescue teams from the Royal Thai Navy said they'd encountered low oxygen levels in some parts of the cave. Officials, however, say there's still hope of finding the boys.
If we find them, we will pull them out one by one. Now we've found two holes from the top, which means they're getting some air.
So far, rescue teams have searched just over half of the nearly 10-kilometer-long cave. Visitors, though, are only supposed to explore the first 700 meters of the complex. Officials say they were determined to find the boys by the end of Tuesday.
That was Reuters reporter Dhruv Tikekar. Prince William became the first British royal to visit Israel and the Palestinian territories, beginning his trip with a visit to the Yad Vashem Holocaust Memorial in Jerusalem. Prince William said he was quite affected by it.
I had a very moving tour around Yad Vashem this morning, which really taught me quite a lot more than I thought I already knew about the true horrors of what happened to the Jews over the war. So I very much appreciated the time everyone gave to showing me around that museum.
At the Yad Vashem Holocaust Memorial, William laid a wreath in the Hall of Remembrance. Spain's Maritime Rescue Service says it has picked up just over 400 people from the Mediterranean as migrants travel from North Africa. Monday's rescues bring the total number of rescued migrants to around 1,800 during the past 4 days of calm seas. From Washington, I'm Steve Miller, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.